So this brings us to section 7 of the course. Now, I'm not sure how you found that last section, section 6, Relationship and People Principles. Some people might have found that a little bit more provocative and challenging than others. To be honest with you, I love communicating on that depth. I could communicate there all day, but I do appreciate for some people it's going to be brand new and might seem a little bit intimidating, some of the ideas anyway. But it really is, you know, going to require us to really push ourselves and drive ourselves to this depth in our relationships if we genuinely do want to make the impact that we claim we want to make. Now, here's the thing. If we cast our minds back right to the start of section 1 of the course, I think one of the first ideas was that I shared with you, we can work with our clients to set the most grandiose set of goals in the world. But if our clients have subscribed to a set of limiting, destructive beliefs or succumbed to a set of habitually unhelpful thinking patterns, then it doesn't really matter what the goals are that we work with our clients to set and accomplish. It's going to be their thought patterns and their limiting beliefs that end up sabotaging their best intentions. So we work with all the stuff that we've worked through first and foremost, and as long as we get the foundations in a relationship right, then and only then are we going to be ready for what we're about to talk about now, the goal setting process. And believe it or not, this is actually probably going to be one of the lightest sections of the course. Throughout the videos that follow, we're going to share with you a number of resources that we've already created that's just simply going to require you to work through yourself first and foremost so that you can appreciate them, and then in turn feel free to download them, print them off and share them with your clients to aid and assist them through the same goal setting process. A person without a vision for their future is doomed to perpetuate the habits of their present and the outcomes of their past. Many people don't set goals, and there's an old saying, was it he who fails to plan plans to fail, or something like that. So goal setting is pretty much what life coaching's all about. Only after we've overcome any limiting beliefs, destructive thought patterns, fears, insecurities and self-doubts and all that kind of stuff, which is obviously a piece of cake. I know you'll be thinking that by now anyway. So what I want to introduce you to in this video, very, very simplistically, the four different levels and types of goal that there are. Now, I'm probably not teaching you anything new here. I just want to pull together many of the ideas that I've already shared throughout the course. We've spent quite a bit of time talking about vision. A person without a vision for their future stands at risk of going round and round in circles for the rest of their life and remaining where they are at. So what I'm going to suggest is that when a person comes to you for life coaching, they may or may not be aware what the life coaching process is all about. It most certainly is not conventional therapy. I'm sure you are now fully appreciative of this. So what I'm going to suggest is that as life coaches, it is not going to be congruent of us to commit to working with clients who do not already have goals or a goal, or some form of vision for the future. Why? Because you cannot coach someone towards goals that they don't have. All right, if a person doesn't have goals, well, you can't coach them. If a person doesn't have vision, well, for a better, brighter future, you can't help them to overcome anything. All right, coaching is this progressive helping process. So if we look at life kind of like a journey, it comes with a starting point, we have a gap in between, and then we've got a final destination. I like this idea of start with the end in mind. All right, it's important in life that we kind of get an idea or some sort of vision, a compelling notion of what it is that we actually really want to stand for in life, what we want to have accomplished by the time we croak it. When we start thinking like this, then it helps us to really make wiser and more well-informed decisions about the things that we invest our time, energies, and efforts into today. When a person doesn't have a vision for their future, they can end up getting sidetracked and drawn into projects over here and goals over here. And when we don't have a vision for our own lives, we can end up getting drawn into playing a part in helping someone else to fulfill theirs. And I'm not even saying that this is always going to be a bad thing, but what I am saying is if a client's coming to you for coaching, it's most likely because they do have some goals, some visions, some dreams, some ambitions that they actually want to accomplish for themselves. All right, so throughout this section, we're going to unpack a few means through which we can actually work with our clients to help them get clear on a long-term vision for the future. And this pretty much becomes the primary motivating force that is going to drive them and keep them enthused to work through and continue to pursue and achieve and ascertain their short-term goals, the medium-term goals, and the long-term goals. Now, what I've done here, I've not just put a whole load of coloured dots on the board for no reason. Oh no, that would have been senseless of me. Instead, what I wanted to do was use these coloured bubbles just to represent what the quantity of our long-term, medium-term and short-term goals should kind of be like. All right. Now, I'm not saying that you should only have four long-term goals in your life, but what I am saying is that as you look closer towards your long-term vision, the number of long-term goals that you have will not be as many as what your medium-term goals are. And short-term goals, well, that can kind of just be like your to-do list. I don't know about you, but I've got a to-do list that is literally a mile long. Will I ever get through it? I'm not sure. So I want to share with you just an example here, first and foremost, on how it is if we don't get our goals in order and understand the goal setting process, we can end up really selling ourselves short. Now, I worked with a lady quite a number of years ago. I don't work with ladies anymore. I just work with guys, which is a choice that I made a few years ago. And this lady had reached around about the age of 40 and she'd just become so disheartened and disenfranchised with life. Now, she'd been operating as a CEO for things like a fabric company or something like this. And professionally, she'd done very, very well. She had a lovely house, BMW car with leather seats and a CD player, all that kind of stuff. And whilst she'd done well on a professional level in life, she felt like she'd failed miserably. She'd always had a dream or a goal of getting married someday and having 2.4 children. But because she got so immersed in the business world and she focused much of her short-term time and efforts and energies into work and progressing professionally, she missed a few opportunities to connect with Mr. Right, which obviously therefore cost her one of the long-term goals that she'd hoped for. Now, when I asked her about what her goals were many years ago, she said, well, she always wanted to be a successful businesswoman. So she ticked that box. She also said she wanted to be financially free. So she ticked that box. She always said that she wanted to be the proud owner of a brand new BMW car with leather seats and a CD player. And she ticked that box. But the one box that she wasn't able to tick was the one that she had to compromise, opportunity cost compromise, to get all of the other three boxes ticked, if that makes sense. So, it's what I'm saying here is that when it comes to goal setting, in order for us to be effective in life, we've got to weigh up our every short-term goal in alignment with our medium-term goals and our long-term goals and ultimately our long-term vision. So see, when I am deciding what to invest my time into today, I have some options and I've got all these options here in green. All right, I'm going to look at this option right here and I'm going to say, right, is this going to be a worthwhile investment of my time today? Yes or no? Well, how do I know? Well, I've got to look at what my medium-term goals are first and foremost. So say if I was to say, right, okay, today I am thinking about doing some filming, creating a few videos, perhaps completing a new online training course, something like this. Well, the questions I want to be thinking and asking myself are, right, okay, for what purpose? This is where the hierarchy of ideas comes back into play again. So I start what purposing myself. So what's my medium term goal? Well, my medium term goal is to continue to add value into the ecology curriculum, all right, as a teacher, as a member of the faculty. What I also want to accomplish, medium term goal, is to reach a place of relative financial security as myself and Karen are fast approaching adopting children. Cool. So if I invest time into creating this video-based course today and it helps generate a little bit of money, then it helps us get closer to where we want to be. The long-term goal is this 2.4 children, having a family at some point in the future. Yes, I would love nothing more than to be a granddad as well. All right, so as I look through, is it a good investment of my time today creating digital resources and training courses? Well, yeah, it ticks my medium-term goals box and also helps me get closer to my long-term goals. And what's my personal vision? My personal vision is just to be remembered as the kind of person who made a positive difference in the world, whatever that looks like. We'll unpack this in a few videos' time. So as I evaluate my short-term goals in and through my medium-term goals and my long-term goals, I can see that me investing time into creating courses or more videos today, well, this actually helps me to get closer to my long-term vision. So the answer is yes, this becomes a good investment of my time. All right. Now, this is all about becoming more effective in life, which is what, as life coaches, we want to help our clients to become more effective in the decision-making process so that they can look at all their short-term goals. And in fairness, I don't know too many people who ever have a problem in, you know, defining a whole lot of short-term goals that they have. It's more the medium-term goals and the long-term goals that people struggle with. So one of the first things that we want to be really working with our clients to help them do is get an overriding vision on all of the main aspects and areas of their life so they can establish for themselves visions or at least long-term goals, not just professionally, but also in their relationships, financially, perhaps in their social circles. We might want to also get them looking at the degree of contribution they want to make back into the world. And we also want them to get a vision for who they can become, i.e. personal growth and their own person. So I'm hoping that this has given you a bit of an insight into where we're going throughout the rest of this section. And in the next video, I'm going to start introducing you to some of the tools and the exercises that we can share with our clients to help them to start breaking down and defining what their long-term, medium-term, and short-term goals are for themselves.